In the old days, movies, even the big epics, were shot on studio back lots. Tara, that iconic plantation in Gone with the Wind, was made of plywood and papier-mâché. These days, movie locations are mostly real, and they're found by location scouts, who are often the first people hired for a movie. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg met with some for her annual pre-Oscar series on movie jobs.
Location scout. Easy. He, usually their men, drives around town, spots a house, thinks it could work for the film, and drives home. Well, no. They're filming a car chase in downtown Los Angeles. It's just one location John Panzarella found for the Justin Timberlake movie Now.
In many scripts, you get about 40 locations. In this picture, there are 100 different locations.
And John Panzarella had to find them all. Bridges, tunnels, office buildings, apartments, beaches. Then, once the shooting starts, he has to manage every location.
Setting up parking, making arrangements with all the neighbors, making the deals with the places that we're going to be filming, and sort of babysitting the whole crew to make sure that everybody plays nice together.
Location managers have to handle the enmity of non-movie makers. Two bridges have been closed for today's shoot. You can imagine how happy that makes L.A. drivers.
Good.
Near Hollywood, some streets are closed for the Matt Damon movie We Bought a Zoo. Director Cameron Crowe is filming in the neighborhood of Los Feliz, where Carrie Sutkin lives. So to me, it looks very exciting. Got a movie shooting down your street.
But the street's been closed for 2 days. But it's kind of fun. Yesterday I came in angry and then Matt Damon kept walking by and then I was happy by the end of the shoot.
And what about four-legged neighbors? Miles away, on a 450-acre ranch, location manager Chris Baugh is overseeing the creation of the film's zoo.
Tigers are going to be just on the other side of these trees right here. If you can see next door, there's some horses from the ranch next door.
Very calm right now.
Well, wait till we bring in the big cats.
Plus, there will be lots of other creatures on the film.
Flamingos, llamas, monkeys, and the bear.
For a 6-week shoot, Chris Baugh will also have to provide facilities for the care, feeding, and safety of a tamer group, one hopes, the cast and crew. What point would you simply say, this is just too hard, we've got to build it in a soundstage?
We're not allowed to say no. We have to make it work. So we find a way.
Location scout Lori Balton found this ranch. She discovered it first for the film Seabiscuit. Lori says a big part of scouting is getting inside the director's head to find sites that match his or her mental images. Working with director Michael Bay on Pearl Harbor was a challenge.
He said, I want something white. It's got to be white. It's got to be white. It's got to be white. Oh, week after week into months, we're looking for white, white, white. And finally, I see something black. And I go, you know what? This kind of works. I'm going to show it to him. And he looks at it, and he looks at me, and he goes, this is exactly what I asked you to find. Why did it take so friggin' long?
Scouting can mean days and weeks in the car, a kind of home away from home.
Let's see. I have a toolkit. Safety goggles. You never know when a windstorm's going to come up. I have an extra pair of socks.
The most important item in location scout location manager Doug Dresser's trunk is a camera. Today he is checking out 6 L.A. sites and will take loads of photos to show the director and production designer.
Big open space. You could build sets in here. We'd pull our movie trucks right up here.
But the smell... It's a defunct dairy near L.A.'s Chinatown, huge warehouse with the distinct aroma of sour milk. Not right for his film, a fantasy adventure, teenagers, abandoned buildings, creepy, like the next location Doug scouts.
So we're inside the morgue of the former Linda Vista Hospital. It's a cold and dark basement, paint peeling off of the walls.
You're hanging out in an awful lot of really dreadful places, Doug.
It's a glamorous profession.
There is some glamour at a small corner restaurant in Los Feliz today. They're shooting the Matt Damon movie, We Bought a Zoo.
Matt should be stepping out any minute. All right.
Location manager Chris Baugh has left the zoo construction on the ranch and is here solving problems. This one from the shows, they call movies shows in movie land, the show's best boy, Grip.
Hi.
Can I put my carts tonight up on that sidewalk?
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be a problem. Okay. Thanks for asking.
Chris says location managing is like throwing a full-blown wedding for 200 people in a different place every day for 50 days. Some days, commandos drop on the roof, or a machine gun fight begins, and then there's a tidal wave. Fun.
And that's a cut. That's a cut. Okay, very nice.
Inside the restaurant, between takes, director Cameron Crowe says it's all worth it if it helps actors like Damon.
What was great was to be able to bring him to these places and say, this is what we found. And he immediately said, I feel the movie here. I can play this character.
For Cameron Crowe, the long, hard work of location scouting and then set designing, lighting, cinematography, performing, directing, all of it is best when it disappears.
The movie should make it all feel invisible. The movie should feel like you're just viewing somebody living a life. To be living a life on screen, they have to feel like that's their house. This is where they were born. Or they're comfortable enough to make you believe it.
And so, location, location, location. The first step in getting us to suspend disbelief for a few hours and enter other lives.
Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
In California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News. You, too, can scout some movie locations just by going to our website, npr.org. And from NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Greg Myrie and Chuck Holmes. The editorial staff includes Mike Kennedy, Rena Advani, Shanita Anderson, Kitty Isley, Ann Hawk, Jordana Hochman, Miranda Kennedy, Laura Krantz, and Maeve McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory here at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.